The intense fighting that's taken place recently has been a major driver to worsen the humanitarian situation. And in order for us to have that improved, obviously a return to the cessation of hostilities will be really important. I mean, right now we are facing an intensified situation in terms of military activity along the sort of the normal traditional front lines throughout this country, affecting a lot of the areas. There's been sort of ground fighting, attacks, bombing, shelling, airstrikes, incidents resulting in lots of civilian casualties, especially in the Sada around the north and around the capital itself. A lot of infrastructure has been hit. Gas stations, roads, telecommunications and bridges, as well as government buildings. What's happened is that there's been a high number of airstrikes and ground fighting in these areas, and it's resulted in the casualties, and it has implications for the humanitarian access for these areas.
Can the UN and its partners carry on their responsibilities in the midst of all of what's going on in Yemen right now?
We are working in very difficult, complicated circumstances. The people themselves are suffering badly, and so we've got a duty of care to try and get our supplies and support out to those people. However, with some of the impediments that are there, security access, as well as some of the forces on the ground not being so much facilitators or enablers blocking us, so we've had difficulties. You know, I think at the same time is have an overall effect on our planning possibilities, and we can never actually quite predict whether we'll have access to areas and populations who need our support and assistance. So it's having a isn't it having a major impact on our work.
Malnutrition rates have been increasing in Yemen. What's the situation regarding that right now?
The indirect consequences of this war, obviously the fact that the currency situation is very, very dire, the economic situation, the services supported by the authorities in terms of health and social services are all but collapsed. The central bank is in very, very bad shape. As a result of that, we're not able, and the, you know, the normal commercial sector has been badly impacted. We're only supplying to the most vulnerable, but as time goes on, more and more people are vulnerable. And you mentioned nutrition. I mean, what's happened is that Yemen was obviously always seen as a very globally regarded country of very fragile nutritional status in certain parts of the country. And this war has only exacerbated that. The economy collapse has only exacerbated that. So we find very large numbers, like sort of one in three of under five children requiring supplementary support in terms of nutritional. So in that situation is where we know and where we have access, there are some areas we can't go there and can't understand what's going on. And there's many people who are dying silent deaths here, especially children who it might say on the death certificate some issue of respiratory infection or pneumonia, but behind all of that there will be problems of nutrition, potable water problems, hygiene. You know, these are the areas, these are the issues that are driving the deaths of these silent deaths and for children and other parts of the population.
Mr. McGoldrick, you are in Sana'a, you are in Yemen. What is the one fact you want everyone to know that maybe people don't understand about Yemen right now, about the real situation on the ground?
Everybody in this country is affected by this war. There are no pockets of this country that haven't been affected by it. The numbers are staggering. 80%+ of the population have been directly and indirectly affected by this war. And that's one thing. The second thing is because we are in a region which has larger, more geopolitically important, shall we say, conflicts, be it in Libya, be it in Syria, be it in Iraq, Yemen always falls off the radar screen. And I think it's really, really unacceptable that an international community has a different view of humanitarian requirements, humanitarian needs and humanitarian suffering in one part of a region, yet looks at it differently in another part. We have to have a more universal, a much more consistent approach to how we view suffering and how we address that suffering.